Matthew chapter number, what did I tell you, 11? Matthew chapter number 11, starting at verse number 28. Very familiar scripture.
Yeah, it is.
Amen. And we're going to get to multiple scriptures here tonight. I just thought this would be a good starting place. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you what?
Rest.
Amen. I'll say this before I get started. Amen. I'm a young man by all means. I don't claim to know a lot. Don't claim to know everything like some people do. But I feel like we're in probably one of the most unrestful generations that we've ever seen.
Yes, sir. Right. True. Yes, sir.
People are having heart attacks and strokes and panic attacks and stress and all this kind of stuff, mentally incapacitated in their 20s and 30s. Right. That's unheard of. Amen. Why? Because we're living in an unrestful generation.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. He's the only one I know can give us rest.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Take my yoke. Listen here. Right here where I feel like sometimes we miss the boat. Now, I'll get into this here as we go along. Here's really the meat of my message. Sometimes we feel like if we're under a burden, we're out of the will of God. But Jesus said, amen, take my yoke upon you. Amen. Yes. God lays burdens upon his people. Did you know that?
Yes, he does.
And Brother Tommy even touched on this some this morning, not knowing that I was going to come down this direction. Amen. But God lays burdens on us for his benefit.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's right. We've said it before. Amen. You take a weight lifter, what does he do? He lifts weights.
Yeah.
And he pushes against that. Maybe I'm just guessing, maybe he benched 250 last time. Next time he puts 260 on there. Why? Because he wants to get stronger. He's testing himself. He's burdening himself under the load to try to get stronger.
Right.
And God uses burdens. God uses troubles and yokes and pains of this old, amen, walk with him to benefit us for his glory. He's strengthening us. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thank God.
If the Lord would help us for just a few minutes tonight, I feel like the Lord gave us this. Amen. I like to preach to us on, amen, what to do when you're burdened. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
What to do when you're under a heavy load. Hallelujah. Right. Many years ago, the Gospel Herald printed the following story. Christian woman had been living a very unhappy life and was overwhelmed with burdens and cares of the future. Amen. And she came downstairs one morning telling her family about a beautiful dream that she had had. Through her dream, she said God had delivered her from all of her fears and all of her worries. In her dream, she said she saw a great crowd of people passing along a Broadway. They were all weighed down by innumerable burdens they were carrying. Amen. She saw many demons moving through the crowd, and they were throwing heavy burdens made of lead all around. The demons were convincing the people to pick up the burdens and carry them along with the others. She was carrying several of those heavy loads of lead, and she was almost at the end of her strength. And suddenly in the crowd, she saw the face of the Lord coming toward her. And she eagerly called for him to come and help her carry her burden. But Jesus said, and looked sternly at her and refused to touch this weight, this burden that she had been carrying. And he said, you need to drop that burden of the devil. Amen. And you will have strength for the burdens that I intend for you to carry. Amen.
All right.
Like the woman in this illustration, we all carry burdens. And sometimes, amen, we'll try to be careful here tonight. Most of the burdens are burdens that were never intended for us to carry.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Many of our burdens are self-imposed. We put things upon us. Amen. And we worry about things that God did not intend for us to worry about.
All right.
All the while we fail to take up the legitimate burdens of life, which are the burdens that the Lord had designed for us to carry. And in my message tonight, before we're done, I hope we understand, amen, which burdens that God has designed and which burdens He has not designed. Because many of the weights that we carry were not designed by God for us to carry these things. Amen. This woman was afraid of tomorrow. She was afraid of things that I might face tomorrow. I'm so glad that Jesus said, fret not thyself on tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of the things of himself. What God was saying is, I'm enough for today, and if I'm enough today, I'll be enough tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hey God, many times we worry ourselves, we weary ourselves, we stress ourselves out about cares that we cannot do anything about. I like to tell you tonight, He can do something about them.
Yeah, amen. Come on, come on.
Hey God, hallelujah. David said in the book of Psalms, chapter number 55, long verses 6 through 8, amen, he said, oh, that I would like a bird, that I could just fly far, far away. I'd like to get away from this. I'd like to get out from under these burdens. You ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. When you've been worried and you've been weighed down with burdens of this old life, and you're like David, and you said, hey, I wish I could just fly far, far away.
Yeah.
Amen. And get away from this. But later in that chapter, on down there, 16 through 19, he begins to praise the Lord for his deliverance.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I'd like to let you know tonight, God has a way of delivering us from burdens.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise
hey, God, I want us to see the difference between those burdens that were intended for us to bear and those that were not intended. Number one, amen, we must recognize the source of the burden. Amen. Some of the burdens we carry are by our own creation. When we worry about future things, we're carrying a load that we have created. Amen. Because our God is sovereign. Amen. He is ready, praise God, in all of our tomorrows. And He has already taken care of the needs of those of our future. Hallelujah. I remember as a young boy, it's built my faith up through the years. God has a way of doing things like that. Amen.
Yes.
I remember Brother Tommy when I was a little boy, my Uncle Larry, back in the day, you're talking about 30 years ago probably, he worked for Piston Coal Company. I grew up in a coal mining town up in southern West Virginia, down in southern West Virginia. Amen. And he had as good a job as anybody. He was a boss, made big time money back years ago. And I remember him standing in the pulpit many times saying, I don't depend on Piston Coal Company for a payday. I depend on God. Amen. And when he said that many times, it confused me as a young boy. I thought, well, he goes to Piston Coal Company every day to work. Amen. Piston Coal Company gives him a payday. Hallelujah. But really what he was saying is, if Piston shuts down tomorrow, God don't shut down. Amen. If St. Mary's Hospital shuts down tomorrow, God don't shut down. If Ford Motor Company shuts down tomorrow, I said, God don't shut down. Hey, I come to tell us, we can't sit around and fret and worry about things off in the future that I can't control, because I know a God that says, fret not over tomorrow, I'll take care of tomorrow. Hey, God, is anybody in this house tonight can raise a hand and say, God, I'm carrying a load and I can't do nothing about, but I'm serving a God that can take care of tomorrow. Great God, I come to tell you, why don't you trust Him? Why don't you have faith and say, God, take care of tomorrow?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, God can take care of tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
I can't go with my kids everywhere they go, but God can. Hallelujah.
Right.
I remember Brother Jeff Smith telling that story many times over there in Flatwoods. I'll probably tell some of it wrong. I need to call him up and get it all down pat and write it down, because I like to tell it. Amen.
Right.
But it tells about his grandpa, Hale, I think it was. Amen. That was off in the war. Hey, God, and they was on that aircraft carrier out there in the ocean. Amen. World War II Germans shooting them boats down left and right. Now they're U-boats. Amen.
Yeah.
And they called a prayer meeting or some sort of that nature, and they was praying, oh God, would you take care of our boys? Amen. Guess what? Moms and dads here in the States couldn't do anything over on the banks of Normandy.
Right.
We couldn't do anything about our boys out there in the sea somewhere floating on a boat that we couldn't control. But they got a hold of a God that could. And they said, God, would you take care of our boys? Amen. And his grandpa come home from war, made it out alive, and would get up and testify. And they said, people thought he was crazy. And they said, boys, you never understand it. And they pinpointed it back to when they was having their prayer meetings. Said one day the Germans shot a torpedo that was sure to take us under. It was aimed right at that big aircraft carrier that they was on. And everybody was prepared. They said, get ready, boys. It's going to hit us. And they just knew it was probably the last day of their life. And they said, out of nowhere, amen, right at the last moment, God caused a puff of wind to blow up a massive wave. And they said that wave lifted that boat up. Amen, right while that torpedo went underneath the boat. And Brother Jeff said people all around the church would poke one another in the side. You believe that? Listen to that. Until George the First, President Dad, got elected president and wrote that book and told in his book how God raised that ship up that he was on. Amen. And escape them from a torpedo. Why? Because God knows tomorrow. Hey, I come to tell you, you can't go with them everywhere they go. But I'm serving a God that can go in the middle of the sea. I said, I'm serving a God that can go in tomorrow. Hey, maybe you got a lost child. Maybe you got a lost companion. Maybe you got a lost family member. And you say, Lord, it's wearying me. It's wearing me out. Amen. I'm about to lose my mind capacity. God said, give it to me. You can't carry it, but I can carry it. I come to tell us on a Sunday night, why don't you give it to God and let God take care of it? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take therefore no thought of tomorrow, for the morrow will take care. Amen. Take thought for the things of itself. Hey, I come to tell you, God is able. Hallelujah.
Right.
When we struggle with and we worry over issues of life that we cannot change, we struggle under a load that was not intended for us to bear. Amen. Because Philippians said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Why? Because God can do something about it. I can pick up the phone as much as I love Brother Earl and say, Brother Earl, here's a problem I got, and I believe he'd help me pray. You can call me up, and I'm going to do my best to help you pray. I've called you brethren up, and I believe they've done their best to help me pray. But when it really comes down to where the rubber meets the road, he's the one, great God, that can feel your request. Hey, I said he's the one, amen, that can take the load off of your mind if you would but trust him. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Holy, holy.
Hey, God. Amen. I said we got to learn to trust him. Hey, the other source of our burdens, amen, is not burdens that we've created, but burdens that the Lord has laid upon us. There are times when the Lord, for his own glory and his own purpose, sends burdens into our lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes God's burdens are designed to develop our faith. Hey, God. Amen. We see in the life of Paul that God used something that Paul called a thorn in the flesh. This was a burden.
All right.
Amen. That was given of God to keep Paul in check. Amen. Sometimes God's burdens are designed to move us into a new area of service. Amen.
Right.
We see this in the book of Nehemiah as the Lord used a burden over the condition of Israel to take Nehemiah from being a slave to raising him a governor over Judah. Nehemiah, look at the streets. Amen. Look at the walls of Jerusalem are come down. Amen. Great God, there's people laying out in the streets everywhere. The enemy has took advantage of us. And the Bible said that Nehemiah sat down and wept. He sat down and cried. And he was weighed down with a burden. God gave Nehemiah a burden. Why? Because God needed to raise up a man to put this place back together. And they begin to build the wall again. Hey, I come to tell us, when God gives you a burden, it'll strengthen your faith. It's never meant to destroy you. It's never meant to tear you down. He said, I'll not lay a burden on you too hard for you to carry. But when I put a burden on you, it'll make you stronger. It'll make you a better Christian. It'll build your faith. When God gives you a burden,
praise God.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Sometimes God's burdens are designed to chasten us.
Yeah.
Woo!
Right.
Oh, yes. And to help us to live a cleaner life.
Sure.
We see this also in the life of David as his sins became a burden too hard for David to carry. He cried and said, oh, God, for my iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. David said, my sins are greater than I can bear.
Yeah.
You know what he was saying? God, you got to take a hold of this. Hey, God, I've messed things up. I've made a mess out of this.
Right.
But Lord, here they are. Amen. David's burdens were to draw him closer to God and to clean his life up. Amen. Hey, I come to tell us, this word burden means what is given. Amen. A burden is given or a gift. Most of us in here tonight would never say amen that this burden that I'm carrying is a gift. But that's what it means.
Yeah.
It's a gift of God. God's given us a burden. Amen. God's given us a gift to draw us closer.
Woo!
And to make us stronger.
You're right. Yes, sir. Woo! Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Guess what? I need to get the shirt that says been there and done that.
Yeah.
These kids, they think, oh daddy, you know that's smart. They come up here all the time. Or I wouldn't say all the time, but and they try to get me to give them answers to their schoolwork.
Yeah.
I play dumb. I play like I don't know it. You're gonna figure that out.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if I got an answer, that ain't helping them none.
You're right.
Woo!
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, I know I ain't that old, but I grew up back in days before Google was around, amen? And I remember I was a terrible speller, still am. I'm not that great of a speller, but you don't have to be a spell nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
Spell checker checks spell it all checker for you.
You got it.
You kids don't know what it's like to look up a dictionary. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I was growing up, I'd say, teacher, how you spell such and such a word? They said they should keep a dictionary on her book. Anybody remember them days?
Oh, yeah.
And she said, go back there and get the dictionary. And I'm like, how can a dictionary help me if I don't know how to spell it? She said, you flip through there until you find the word. Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's going to build your character.
Right.
It's going to build your knowledge. Amen.
Right.
To try to figure it out. Great God, we're living in a generation that wants everything laid in their lap.
Yeah.
If I got a burden, I want rid of it by tomorrow. God said no.
Oh,
it's a gift.
Woo.
Paul, this is a gift I've given you. You used to persecute the church. You used to kill my people. But I've laid a burden on you.
Great God,
I put a thorn in your side. And it's your gift, Paul. Because of this thorn, you're going to preach to all the known world. You're going to write 13 books in my sacred Bible, because Paul, I've given you a gift.
You're right. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Woo! Amen. The burdens which are laid on us by the Lord, amen, are his gift. A burden can break your heart like it did Nehemiah's.
All right.
A burden can cause you much grief. Amen. A burden can push you to places you've never been otherwise.
Right.
Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Like I said, when you've lifted all you can lift, and that weight lifting coach says, put 10 more pounds on her, he's pushing you to somewhere you've never been before.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
God said, I'm not going to put more on you than you can bear. Hey, I don't mean to use a carnal illustration, but he's saying, I'm here to spot you. If the weight's too heavy to bear, I'm here to grab a hold of it.
Yeah.
But I've got a gift I've laid on you, because I'm working on you. I'm making you a better man. I'm making you a better woman. Thank God I've given you the gift of the burden of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
So ask yourself before I move on here to point number two. Is this burden you're carrying, is it a burden of your own making? Of your own design?
Come on now.
Or is it a burden of the Lord? Hallelujah. If you've laid it on yourself, it's going to wear you out.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
It's going to wear you down. We must recognize, secondly, amen. Hey, God, we must recognize at first where the burden's coming from. Is it a burden I've made? Or is it a burden of the Lord? Next, we must recognize, where's my help going to come from in this burden?
Right.
David Couples here. Us to cast what thy burden upon the Lord. Amen. We already know that our burden is a gift. And when we receive the gift, the last thing we want to do, amen, is when you give somebody a gift and they give it back, or they give it away and they don't cherish that, it's almost like a slap in the face. Amen. So what's he saying here? Amen. Thank God, he's saying that the burdens of the Lord sends us our way. Amen. And our burdens, which are too heavy for us to carry alone, we need help to carry those loads. So we come back to the Lord and say, God, I need a little bit of help here. And it makes us stronger. When Paul's burden, which came to him in the form of a thorn in the flesh, Paul immediately turned to the Lord and he said, for this thing I besought the Lord that it might depart me. Notice this. When we're burdened with a heavy load, the first thing we want is rid of it.
Yeah.
We think it's not God's will for me to be here. Paul said, I prayed through on it. I said, God, I know that I need rid of this. But God said, Paul, it's not my will to lift the load.
Yeah.
Thank God, but in this burden, my grace will be sufficient.
Woo.
Hey, I come to tell us, amen, in this house tonight, God said, you're under that load, but you must understand that I'm with you. I'm able to carry you through. Thank God, you got to carry the load, but my grace will be sufficient.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise
Woo!
God. Yes. Yes.
That dad, I read that illustration earlier this evening. That dad said he'd come home. He had a paralyzed daughter. She could not move from the waist down. She was confined to a wheelchair. And he came home one day from work. And he said, I forgot her name. He said, honey, where's your mother? She said, Dad, Mom's upstairs. And he said, I brought her home a gift. Amen, that I would like to surprise her with. Amen. And that daughter looked at her dad and said, Dad, give me the gift and I'll give it to Mom for you. And he looked at his daughter rather puzzled, not to upset her, but he said, honey, how in the world can you give Mom the gift when you're unable to get up them stairs? And she looked at him with a big smile on her face and said, Dad, you're going to give me the gift and then you're going to carry me up the stairs to give it to Mom.
All right.
Woo!
All
right. Hey, I come to tell us, that's just like God. He's given us the gift and then he says, hey, I'm able to carry you through.
Yeah,
hey, come to tell us right here tonight, he's able in this house on a Sunday night. I heard the Lord say yesterday in my little study upstairs, go tell him there's no burden too great, there's no load too heavy that I'm not able to carry.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There's no sickness too strong.
Woo!
Woo! There's no sinner too far.
Oh,
hey, God.
Right.
Hey, I come to tell us, God God's still in the revival business. Amen. He still wants to bring revival. He still wants to stir the church. Yeah. God is able.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Tommy told us about that guy this morning.
Come on.
Got shot in the face with a gun.
Yeah, 9mm.
9mm. That's a heavy gun. That's a big gun.
Big gun.
That'll kill you.
Yeah.
Easy. 22 kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Shot in the head. He called this guy for dope. He said, I got no dope. He came to his house and said, I said, I want the dope. Amen.
Yeah.
And they got the gun and shot him out in the face.
Yeah.
Up here?
Yeah.
And instead of going in his brain, it's a complete miracle. Went down, blowed his face, 50 some fragments in his face.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to do surgery on him tomorrow. Try to put him back together.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
Hey, God. Sounds like a rough man, don't it? But when Brother Tommy said to lay his hand on him today, he called his uncle or whatever and said, when them people came and prayed for me, I felt something I ain't never felt in all my life. Hey, I come to tell you, that's like our God. I said, that's like our God. He said, when I get out of here, I'm going to go to church and start praying. Hey, I come to tell us tonight, God said, I'll never put more on you than you're able to bear. I said, it's a gift that God has put on us.
Praise God.
What about Job? When Job's world fell apart, he immediately turned to the Lord for help as he carried his burden. Then Job arose and he rent his mantle, he shaved his head, rent his clothes off of him, cut his hair all off. There he stood bald as an eagle. Amen. Woo! Hey, God, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshipped. You look at what Job went through. Lost his family, lost his kids, lost his wealth, lost his cattle, lost everything he had.
Yeah.
If that had been most of us in this house, instead of falling on the ground and worshiping, we'd have fell on the ground and cursed God. But the Bible said that he rent his mantle, he shaved his head, he fell upon the ground and worshiped.
Worship.
Woo!
Yes.
And he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb.
Woo.
And naked shall I return thither.
Yeah.
The Lord gave,
and
the Lord taketh away.
Blessed
be the name of the Lord. What was Job saying? He is saying, God, let me keep it as long as he did. I told you that the other night that touched me. Hey, God, amen. I've never buried a child, and I pray I never do. Hey, God, I want to die before any of my children. I don't want to do that, Brother Earl. Amen. But if I ever had to face that, I would have to say, Lord, thank you for the years that you gave them to me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For the time I got to spend. That's what Job said. I had them just a little while. I had my money just a little while. I had my home as long as I think. Blessed be the name. I came in this world naked, and I'm going to leave naked. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! When the Lord sends a burden in our lives, God sends the resources we need to bear that weight.
That's right.
Amen. He promises he will be with us. He said, I will never leave you.
Never.
Nor
forsake
you. He said, I'll be there. Job, I'll be there. Woo!
Thank you.
Job said, I looked before me, I looked behind me, I looked both sides, I couldn't find God. Amen. Sometimes when you're in the heaviest part of that burden, you can't find him.
Come on.
You can't feel him. Woo!
Come on.
I've told many times about that old preacher. I should ask Randy Webb who he was. Maybe he'd remember him. But when I was a boy growing up, Brother Randy Webb came preach to us a weekend meeting over there in Gilbert, West Virginia. And he brought this guy with him, kind of a rather large guy. Stood up there, short guy. Amen. Sitting there and strummed on his guitar and sung a song. And in the middle of that song, he stopped and he started weeping. I'll never forget this. Tears running down his face. And he said these words. He said, I'm going through the hardest trial I've ever went through in all of my life. He said, I'm beginning to wonder. He said, I can't feel God. I'm beginning to wonder if God's there. And I'm thinking, well, he's singing and playing. Thank God he's going through the motion, but he was doing what he knew to do.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I couldn't resonate with that. I was 14 years old at the time. I just got the Holy Ghost, just been saved. I was on the mountain shouting in church every night. Thank God I was feeling better than anybody. I was up on the mountain, but it wasn't long after that. I said it wasn't but a few months. Something hit me, knocked me off my rocker. Thank God, knocked me off the mountaintop. And I was in the valley, and I remember that guy saying he couldn't feel God because I couldn't feel God.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, where you at? Amen. This one thing I found out, church, when I can't feel God, he said, I'll never leave you.
Woo!
I'll never forsake you. Even though you can't feel me, even though you can't hear me, I'm still there. I'm by your side. I come to tell us, great God in this house, he said, he'll never leave us.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Praise what God. A promise.
Raise your hand in this house.
Thank you.
I feel the Lord in this place.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Hallelujah.
I got a lot more, but I feel like we need to pray.
Hey.
He said, I'll not leave you. Hey God, I'll be by your side. You can count on God.
Hallelujah.
He promises to hear and answer prayer calling to me.
Yes, God.
Yeah, may I have somebody here who's going to help me pray here. I'm only halfway through.
All
right. It's time to pray.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
He promises to hear us calling to me. What? I will
hear.
Answer thee.
Answer.
And show thee great and mighty things.
Mighty.
Which thou knowest not, Jeremiah said.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Hey.
Calling to me.
Yeah.
And I'll answer.
I'll
hey, God, I don't know about you. I pick up the phone many times with a burden, and I thought I'd just like to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Everybody's got somebody you like to talk to when you're feeling down.
Right, sure.
We got people we like to talk to. Hey, man. And I picked up the phone. And I've dialed the number. And I'm thinking, boy, I hope they answer. I need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Little, hey, man, to my knowing, guess what? They didn't answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No answer.
Thank you, Lord.
What'd he say?
Call unto me.
I will
answer.
Praise
I'm preaching to somebody now. Somebody's under a burden here tonight.
Come on.
Call unto me, and I will answer. Woo! Holy Ghost, help us out here in just a moment.
Yes.
Amen. Call and I'll answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hey, God. And whatsoever ye shall ask, John said, in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes, Lord.
Stand with me in this house.
Thank you, Jesus.
He promises he cares about us.
Yes, he does.
For we have not a high priest which cannot, Hebrews 4:15, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Right.
We can go to him because he cares.
Thank God.
Aren't you glad of that?
Oh.
I said, aren't you glad of that?
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Lastly, I'm not going to preach this again, but lastly, once we figure out whether our burden is of the Lord or not, amen. Once we figure out where our strength is going to come from for the burden, lastly, hey, that is my last one. Lastly, we got to find out your strength for the burden.
All right.
He said he will sustain us. We are also promised he'll never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Right.
Amen. Hey, God, what's that mean? That means God will not allow his people to be moved. The word move means to waver, to slip, to shake, to fail. Amen. I'm under a heavy load, but I'll never fall under the load.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, I'll never shake. You ever been weak and your knees go to shake a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
I've stood on that mower so long, so many hours. That thing beats you to death, beating over them bumps and stuff. Where my every now and then, late in the evening, my legs will go to shaking.
Oh, yeah.
I can grab a hold of them, and I can't quit that shaking because my legs are tired.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
We're shaking under the load.
Under the load.
Woo. God said, you'll not shake under my load.
Thanks.
I'll be your strength. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I said I feel the strength of the Lord in this house to help somebody with a burden that you're under. I told you this morning to come tonight, and I feel like I had something that could be of help to anybody in the house.
That's right.
Jesus.
And I feel like God wants to help us. I feel like he wants to help us.
Yes, he does.
I feel like he wants to give you strength. Amen. Bow your heads with me real quick, real quick. Let's look down. Let's close our eyes in a moment here of reverence to the Lord. God, you see this crowd tonight. You see this preacher, Lord, this burden I've been under for these people. And I pray, God, right now you give us strength. Amen. Would you fill this house with help, Lord? Fill this house with the Holy Ghost. Fill this house with the strength of an otherworldly one that could come in this place and visit us and give us strength for this burden that we're bearing. Amen. For I cross in these altars. Amen. Woo! Ask yourself, have you said that here lately, Lord? It's a heavy load, and I can't hardly carry it. It's a heavy load. It's wearing me out where the Lord heard your cry.
Yeah.
And he come to tell you here tonight that you can make it. Hey, God. And it's a heavy load that you're worrying about tomorrow and cares of the world and cares of this time. Amen. Just throw it down and run on. But if it's a burden that God has placed upon you, he said, hey, I'll never put more than you're able to bear. Amen. I'll not let you shake underneath me, but I'll be your strength. Hey, God, there'll be times of pain. There'll be times of a heavy load. But he said, you'll be able to carry the load, Paul.
Yes.
All right. Who'll be the first one in these altars? Play something, Sister Missy. Amen. We need to step out. Be obedient. Be honest with ourselves. Be honest with God. God, I'm under a load and I need your help tonight. He's the only one who can help you. I wish I could carry that load for you right now. I would. I'm not able, but I'm the one that is able. Come on, come on. We need to be getting in these altars. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Let's get in these altars tonight.